So let's start. We're on Chaf Ches Amud Aleph. We got to two lines from the top. Tana Rabban. It's a long daf. We have very little time, so we'll try. If I go too fast, David, you slap me in my path. I'll try to slow down a little bit. It's new in it's completely. There's a connection, but you don't need to know the previous Indian for this. So Gemara starts Tana Rabban. Ma'isa Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Eliezer. There was a story once with Rabbi Eliezer, Sheshavas B'Galil HaElyon. He was sitting, he was in for Shabbos, up in the upper Galilee, V'shalu Shloshim Palachos. They asked 30 questions, V'hilchos Sukkah, regarding Sukkah. And Shema say Amar Lehem, Shemati, 12 of them he answered, I know what the answer is. Shemona Asa Amar Lehem, Lo Shemati, and 18 he said, I had never heard the answer before. V'yosi Bar Yehuda, Amar Chilav Hadavaram. No, it's opposite. Actually, Shmona Asar Amar Lem Shemati. I heard 18 of them, and Shema Sarei Amar Lem Lo Shemati. Okay. 18 and 12 were the difference. Question, which ones he heard, which one he didn't hear. So Amar Lo, they say to Rabbi Eliezer, Kol Dvarecha Eino Elo Mipi HaShemua. Everything you say is only Mipi HaShemua. You only say things you heard from your Rebbe. The previous Gemara told us, we also had this in Maseches Yuma, that Rabbi Eliezer only said things over that he heard from his Rebbe. So if he didn't hear it, he wouldn't say it over. So everything you say has to be from your Rebbe. Amar Lem His kaksuni lomar davar shlo shemati mipi rabosai. You're trying to convince me to say something I didn't hear from my rebbe. You're trying to make me stumble here. I had this great shriek going. You're trying to trip me up here. He says, all my days lo kidmani adam beis medrash. No one ever came before me. I was always the first one in the beis medrash. Lo yishanti beis medrash. I never slept in the beis medrash. Lo shinas keva. Lo shinas arai. Not a more permanent, and not a little nap either. I never slept at all in the beis medrash. And the Lohinachti Adam Beis Medrash for Yatsasi. I never left anybody in the Beis Medrash and left, meaning I was always the last one in the Beis Medrash as well. I was the first and the last. Lo Sichasi Sichas Chulun. I never spoke any Sichas Chulun. Velo Amarti Davar Shlo Shmati Mipi Rebbe Me'olma. Never said anything that I didn't hear from my Rebbe. These are all the wonderful qualifications he had. Something's bothering you.
I heard this is why the first mission in Shah starts with Rebbe Eliezer.
Right.
And the last one also ends with Rebbe Eliezer.
Last one's a little tricky. The last one, Uksin, actually ends with Rebbe Yeshua ben Levi.
Yeshua Levi is not more
exactly, but then before that, Beis Shai and Beis Hillel. That wasn't really a Tana. That was really a Beis Medrash. The first singular, the last singular Amor mentioned is Tana mentioned is Rabbi Eliezer. Right.
That's because he never said anything that he didn't.
No, because he was always the first one in the Beis Medrash and the last one. So the Ben Yehuda.
What? The last Mishnah in Avos.
In Avos.
That's what he referred to.
No, Uksin. Uksin is the last.
Oh.
Uksin is the last Masechta. Something to do with Taros. So they also ask here, why did he give this whole start? It's like giving his own praise. They asked him, you never said anything from your entire life. Yeah, that's not the only thing I did. I also didn't do this. I did that. I did that. What's he trying to praise you? So Ben Yehuda explains that don't think I don't know the halachas. I actually do know the halachas, but still, even though I know all this stuff, and you have to trust what I say, I was always the first in the Beis Medrash, I was always the last one in the Beis Medrash, still, I only say things I heard from my Rebbe. That was a midah of mine I wanted to maintain. Amru Allah, Rabbi Yochan ben Zaka, he said about Amav in all his days, lo sach sichas chulun. He never spoke any sichas chulun, never any just mundane talk. Below halach dala amos below Torah, he never walked anywhere below Torah below tefillin. He always was speaking Torah. He was always wearing tefillin. Below kidmo adam beveis medrash, no one came. He was always the first one in the beveis medrash. No one preceded him. Lo yashan beveis medrash, he didn't sleep in the beveis medrash. Lo shinas keva, lo shinas arai. Below hira mibvuas mibtunafos, he never spoke a thought Torah while he was walking through the dirty alleyways. Below hiniach adam beveis medrash, he never left anybody alone in the beveis medrash. He was always the last one there. Lo matzu adam yoshev v'domin, no one ever found him sitting just quiet. Domin mis silence. Ella yoshev v'shona, he always sat and learned. Lo pasach adam delas l'tamidav, nobody ever opened the door for his tamidim. El hu be'atzmo, he opened up the door for their own tamidim. That's the what he did. He showed a lot of kavod to his own tamidim. Didn't let anybody else show the kavod to them. Lo amar davar shlo shama b'rabo me'olam. He also never said anything he didn't hear from his rebbe. Lo amar he'gi'esh l'amor b'beis medrash. He never said, now is the time to get up. There's always have to learn Torah. The only two times he said you're supposed to get up from the beis medrash is chutz mi'arib psachim mi'arib yom ha'kipurim. Only these two, Erev Pesach, because machlok is why exactly not. Rashi says the reason why Erev Pesach is so to keep the kids awake and then keep them busy so they don't fall asleep. Others say in order to make the matzah, and Erev Yom Kippur is in order that he should be able to eat in kind of the mitzvah of eating on Erev Yom Kippur. Those are the only two times he said to stop learning.
Here it says that Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai was the Rebbe of Rabbi Eliezer.
Oh yeah?
That's why.
So he passed it on to Rabbi Eliezer. Yeah. Okay.
So it says the verses.
V'chein haya Rabbi Eliezer, Tamid Nohe Ga'achra. Okay, beautiful. Our school is mechavim to the Gemara.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, so then the Gemara says. The Gemara says, Tanur Rabbanam, Shmonim Tamidim Hayu Lo Hillel HaZakim. Hillel had 80 Tamidim. Shloshim Mehen, 30 of them, Ruin Shetish Alem Shechina Kemosh Rabbeinu. 30 of them were Roy, had they been in the times of Moshe Rabbeinu, could have had the Shechina been Shora just like Moshe Rabbeinu had. The Shloshim Mehen, 30 of them, Ruin Shetamu Lehem Chamak Yeshu Benun. And 30 of them were able, had the koach and ability to stop the sun in its path like Yeshu Benun did. And Esen Beinonim, and 20 of them were just regular people. So, Galdol Shebekulam, the greatest of all the Talmidim of Hillel HaZaken, Yonasan Ben Uziel. Katan Shebekulam, and the smallest, the least of all of them was Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai. Amru Alav of Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai, they said about Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai, Shelo Hainiach Mikra Mishnah, he didn't leave over, he saw everything. He saw Mikra, Mishnah, Gemara, Halachos, Agados, Diktuke Torah, Diktuke Sofrim, Kalim, Chamurim, the Kavachomers, in other words, Gezeros Shavos, Tzkufos, Gematrios, Sichas, Malachi, Hashare, Sichas, Shedim, Sichas, Tekolim, Mashalos, Kofsin, Mashal, Shualim, different parables, Divrei, Davar Gadol, Davar Katan, Davar Gadol, what's Davar Gadol, Maisim Erkava, he learned all Maisim Erkava, which is Necheskel.
It was the lowest in level.
Exactly, the lowest, right. Yeah. Keep that in mind. Davar Katan, the smallest of things, Havayos, Dabai, Virava, the back and forth discussions between Abai and Rava. The Kai Mashinemar Lahanchil Ove Yesh Votsrem Amale. That why is this a key in the Pasuk here? Is that his storage houses were full, I guess. See, he filled everything, and he was the smallest of all them. And interesting, Rashi points out what Sichas Malachi Sharis and Sichas Shedim, he says, I don't know what these things are. Lo Yadanamahi. These are one of the many times in Shas that Rashi points out I don't know the answer to. I like to point out to people that this is such a nevus of Rashi, that who in their right mind would ever print a sefer or a publication and write, I don't know the answer. If you don't know the answer, just leave it out. Why would you actually write, I don't know? So in the beginning of Maseches Brachos, Rashi, one of the Daf, I don't remember which one, he says, I don't know the answer. And Rabbi Akiva Eiger points out like 30 places in Shas where Rashi says, I don't know. And a number of places in Al-Torah also, Rashi writes, I don't know. It's simple and nevus. It's okay to say, I don't know. So the Gemara says now, Now, if this is how the smallest of all the 80 Talmidim was, this is Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai. There's nothing he didn't know. So, Gadol. So, I lost the place for a second. V'chimachah shekatan shebekulon kach gadol shebekulon alach achas v'kam makama. The greatest of them, Yonasan Ben Uziel. How much more so? What did he know? What was he able to accomplish? Amro Lava Yonasan Ben Uziel said about Yonasan Ben Uziel. When he sat and learned, kol of shepareach olav miad nisraf. Any bird that flew above burnt. Yes. Yes.
But he was greater than Gadol Shebekulon.
Yeah. So this was what they said about when Yonasan Ben Uziel learned, birds above were just. Yeah, that's right. Okay. The Mishnah says, Misha haya rosha ruba basukkah. Someone who's sitting in the sukkah. His head, most of his body's in the sukkah, the shulchan b'socha bayis, but the table's inside the house. Beishamai posen, hil machshir, and we already saw this mission in the first parak. Beishamai said that's puzzle. If the table's outside, there's a concern that you might get drawn towards the table, and you're not going to be able to see the sukkah if you eat outside. Beishil wasn't so concerned, as long as it fits your body, and I don't care where the table is, then you're allowed to stay in the sukkah. So then the Mishnah says, Amru lahem beishil beishamai, lo kachayamai, so is it not a story? Shehalchu Ziknei Beis Shammai, that the elders of Beis Shammai themselves, the Ziknei Beis Hillel, and the elders of Beis Hillel, Levakeh as Rabbi Yochanan ben Achuranis. They went to visit him on Sukkis one time. Umatso Shaya Yoshev Roshav Ruba Basukkah. And they found that Rabbi Yochanan was sitting in the Sukkah. His head was in the Sukkah, most of his body was, but the Shulchan Basukh Abayas, but the table was still in the house. Velo Amru Lo Davar, and they didn't say anything. And this, even the Ziknei Beis Shammai were there, they didn't say anything. So we see clearly that the fact that the Zikanim didn't say anything, that they approved of what Yochanan was doing. And you were allowed to have the table outside the sukkah. So Amud Lehem Beis Shammai, they respond back to Beis Hillel, Misham Raya, you're going to bring the proof in the Maisa of Yochanan? Rabbi Yochanan? Af Heim Amru. Lo, they said to Rabbi Yochanan, Im Ken Haisa Noheg, if this is how you've been Noheg, then Lo Kayam Te Mitzvah Sukkah Miyamecha. You never were Mekayim Sukkah your entire life. Because you had the table outside the sukkah. Mishra says now a new point. Noshim v'avadim v'ketanim p'tur min ha-sukkah. Women, v'avadim, and minors are all exempt from sitting in the sukkah. Katan she'inu tzarch l'imo. However, if a katan doesn't need his mother anymore, where he's chai v'nchinach, then chai b'sukkah. he was actually obligated to sit in the sukkah if he reached the age of chinuch. And the age of chinuch, according in terms of each mitzvah, is a different shear. He obviously he's getting another seat. You can sit here. He went. Okay, went to get another seat. So
he was here once before.
Yeah, I remember that. From Eretz Yisrael, no?
Yes.
Yeah. So so each mitzvah, the shear, the age of chinuch depends on the particular mitzvah. So apparently, when it comes to the age of sukkah, it's when a person, a katan, doesn't need his mother anymore. A katan doesn't need his mother anymore, then he's exempt from sitting in the sukkah. And the Mishnah, finishes off saying, Maisa, there's once a story, the Yalda Kalasal Shal Shammai Hazakin, that the Shammai himself, his daughter-in-law, had given birth. Upiches es Hamaziva, and where the crib was situated, he had opened up the roof, and V'sichacha Gavi Amita B'shvil HaKatan, and he placed Chach above the Katan. Now this was clearly less than the age where the Katan didn't need the mother anymore, but Shammai was makbid on this, and he made sure there's a sukkah for his new grandson. Gemara says, "How do we know these words that nashim are pater from the sukkah?" So Gemara says, "The Tanur Rabbanan, Ezrach ze'ezach. Ezrach means this is refers to Bnei Yisrael that they sat in the sukkah." The pasuk says, right? That pasuk we saw earlier, we saw it a couple of days ago. The pasuk says, I have the whole thing on the side here, I think. The pasuk says in Vayikra, the end of Sefer Vayikra, Basukos teishu shivas yamim, kol ha'ezrach b'Yisrael yoshu sukkas. Kol ha'ezrach, everybody in Ezrach. Who's Ezrach? So the pasuk says, Ezrach is the Ezrach that refers to Bnei Yisrael. What's ha'ezrach, the extra, hey, says the Gemara? L'hot yesa anoshim, to exclude women, that women are actually pater from the sukkah. And that's how we know, that's the source of this Mishnah in sukkah, that women are pater from the sukkah.
Why do we need something special if it's in Tashat Nagam?
Gemara's going to ask that question, very good. The Gemara says, what does it mean, kol ha'ezrach? The word kol is also actually, just say Ezrach. Ha'ezrach excludes women. Kol ha'ezrach, the rabbi says that ketanim, that comes to include ketanim, specifically ketanim that are probably, Gemara will address this in a second, but specifically ketanim who have reached the age of chinuch, that's what kol comes to include. Hey excludes women, kol includes ketanim shehigil chinuch. So Gemara wants Gemara. The Gemara just quotes what I just said. Ha'ezrach lo tzias anoshim. The word ha'ezrach comes to exclude women. L'meimer, is this to tell me, the ezrach, the word ezrach without the hey, ezrach alone, implies bein nashim, bein gavri mashma, that implies men and women. And then the hey comes to knock out women. So does ezrach really seem to imply both men and women? V'hatani, we have a different bryce in a different context. Ha'ezrach, this pasuk is talking about Yom Kippur. This pasuk says, I'll read the side, it says, which is Tishrei, be'asur l'chodesh, the 10th of the month, tanu es nafshoseichem v'chol melacha lo sasu, ha'ezrach v'agir agar b'sochem. What does ha'ezrach mean in this pasuk? The Braisa says, v'tanya ha'ezrach l'rabos es hanoshim. This means to include women, ha'ezrach. Before we said ha'ezrach seems to exclude women. Here we say ha'ezrach comes to include women. Hezrachio shechayavos b'inoi, that the Ezrachio Shechayiv Minoi, that all individuals are chayiv in the Inoi of Yom Kippur. Alma Ezrach Gavri Mashmah, that means the word Ezrach alone without the hey, Ezrach means men.
Right.
Ha Ezrach comes to include women. So there's a steer. What does Ezrach actually mean? Does it mean men only, or does it mean men and women? The Gemara answers, Amar Rabba Hilchasa Ninhu, it's really Halach Moshe Sinai, Vas Michinhu Rabban Akroi, and the Rabban found the Pasuch to be Somech. What's Halach Moshe Sinai? That when it comes to Yom Kippur, women are chayv. When it comes to Sukkot, that women are pater. And we just found the smacht in the pasuk to highlight the point. But really, it's not a based in a pasuk. So the Gemara says, "Hey krav, hey hilchaza." But which one is the pasuk, and which one is the halach Moshe B'Sinai? I thought we just said the smachta.
Meaning because they are contradicting each other.
So what's the true meaning? So once we have halach Moshe B'Sinai, that women are pater in sukkah, and that men and women are chayv in Yom Kippur, what does actual ezrach mean? You have still to tell me the definition for pasuk pshat in the pasuk. So explain to me, what's the pasuk and what's the actual halach Moshe B'Sinai? So is the sukkah the definition and Yom Kippur is the halach Moshe B'Sinai, or is the opposite true? The Gemara says, Vesu, moreover, krolamli, why do you need a pasuk? Hilchas Olam Li, why do you need both of them? Either the Pasuk should be one way, or Halach Moshe B'Sinai should be one way. The Gemara says, why do you need either one, rather? This is your question, Ricky. You don't need a pasuk, you don't need halach mosh mishinai. Because hasukah mitzvah asay shazman grama, v'chol mitzvah asay shazman grama, nashim patiros. So women are patir when it comes to sukkah. So no need for anything about sukkah, just make a drash about Yom Kippur. Very strange, a lot of different things going on here.
Yom Kippur is not a mitzvah to say shazman grama.
It's a los asay. When it comes to los asay, women are chayv in all los asays except for three. Three ones, they allowed to shave their beard, they could cut off their corners, and they could be mitame. If a kohen, she could be mitame lemes.
So mitzvah to say azman gama, mitzvah lo sase mechuya.
Except for those
Yom
three.
Yom Kippur is lo sase. So it's lo.
Exactly. So the Gemara says, so women are pata from sukkah. So why do you need any drushes when it comes to sukkah? Says the Gemara, Yom Kippur midir of Yehuda amar. The Yom Kippur, the fact that they're chayiv, the women are chayiv, is not because of any drushes, any psukim ha'ezrach. That we know from a different pasuk further. Midi Rav Yehuda Marav Nafka. Damar Rav Yehuda Marav. The chayin tan debay Rav Yishmael. Amar Kra. The pasuk says, Ish o Isha, the pasuk says. I'll read the rest of the pasuk on the side. Daber al b'nei Yisrael Ish o Isha. Ki yasu mikol ha'chatos ha'adam limol mal v'ashem v'ashama ha'nefeshahi. Men and women are equal when it comes to bringing a carbon chatos. So the pasuk Gemara says, Ish o Isha. Hishva hakasv isha leish lechal onshin Shabbat Torah. That men and women are equal when it comes to all los asays Shabbat Torah. So Yom Kippur, women are chayiv because it's a los asay. Women are patur when it comes to sukkah because of mitzvah asay shezvan grama. So what's the need for all these drushes of the ha ezrach and the halach mosh mishinai? So finally, the Gemara comes to explain everything. Amar Abaye liolam sukkah hilchasam. Really, the pasuk, the sukkah is really halach mosh mishinai. That women are patur from the sukkah. But why do you need a pasuk? Why do you need a rather halacha mosh mishinai? It's simple enough that it's mitzvah asay shezman grama, they should be patur, not because of a hilchasa. V'itzrich, you need the hilchasa. Why? Sakadait dachamina, teshu ke'ein tadur, the pasuk says. Right, teshu, we've learned already a few times that you're supposed to sit in the sukkah the way you normally sit in the house. Madira ishvish. So just like in the house, men and women are together, af sukkah ish v'ishto, so therefore women should be chayiv. This is a discussion, the postman, how to understand this, and even l'maish their mab brings this, even l'halach l'maish l'maskana, that do the women come in the sukkah, is there an Indian for the woman to sleep in the sukkah with the husband, let's say. So is it because women themselves are chayiv, or only they're there to help facilitate the man's chayiv? Right. What?
So
that's the discussion. Basically,
so it seems from here that tadur means that to hear on the man that the wife should be with him because that's how he's supposed to live.
Exactly, that's what it sounds like, right. Exactly.
That's why the Tumah discusses it.
He discusses this also, yeah?
Yes.
So, based on what's the chiyuv?
That meaning that only non-married women should not are torture, but married women should be chiyuv.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not a chiyuv.
Listening to Atzma.
Right,
is this the one in Parshas Noach, that Torah Tmima?
On this Chayzrach.
On this.
Two other cases.
Purvu.
And Kedushin. Have the husband to fulfill the mitzvah of Purvu.
Right.
She's not active, meaning she's not Chayiv. And also that the Israel should aid the Kohanim when they are benching the people.
Oh yeah.
That you should be mekaben to get the bench.
Ah, to mekabel the bracha. Ah, okay. I knew the puravu one. I didn't know the one about the brichas kohanim. Okay, so these are one of the examples that women are there to misayeya in the mitzvah, not for themselves, but simply to help the men be mekayin the mitzvah. But this is all in the havamin. The havamin is it says teishu kein taduro ma dira ish v'ishto af sukkah ish v'ishto. So you would think a woman would be chayv in the sukkah. Kamash Malan comes along, the Hilchasa, and tells us women are actually pater from sitting in the sukkah. Says the Gemara further, Rava Amar Itzrich, he says a different approach than Abaye. Itzrich, you need the Hilchasa from sukkah that they're pater, the Sakadai Techamina, you would have thought Yav Chamisha Asar, Chamisha Asar. We saw this already yesterday, that there's Gzeir Shava, Tesvav from sukkah in Pesach, Mechag Hamatos. Just like when it comes to Pesach, the women are chayiv in eating matzah. That's based on the fact that they're chayiv in the chametz. Since they're chayiv in chametz, because of los haseh, women are chayiv in los haseh. Through that, since they're chayiv in chametz, memela through psukim, they're chayiv in eating matzah. So women are chayiv to eat matzah the first night. Now, through the gezer shava tesvav, you would think, just like Pesach, they're chayiv the first night. Afkan nashim chayavos, so too, they should be chayiv in the sukkah. Kamash Malan comes along the hilchas and tells me that women are actually pater from sitting in the sukkah. So now that we've established that sukkah, women are pater because of a hilchasa, why do you need a pasuk? By the way, I should point out, I've mentioned this in the past, when hilchasa is used, Rashi always thinks hilchasa is halacha Moshe Mitzrayim. Rambam doesn't say that. The Emek Davar, the Emek Shela rather, than it's Siv and it's Akdama to the Sheiltas writes that Rambam thinks otherwise. Rambam thinks hilchasa is simply a Masorah. It's not hilchala, not halacha Moshe Mitzrayim, it's a Masorah. They had it from his Rebbe, but it's not halacha Moshe Mitzrayim. So when I say hilchasa, it doesn't necessarily mean halacha Moshe Mitzrayim. So once you have a hilchasa that women are parted from sukkah, krolamli. Why do you need a pasuk to exclude women? So why? What's the word ha'ezrach? Lerabos es ha'gerim. To come to include gerim are actually going to be chayiv in the sukkah. Sakadaitach amina, you would have thought ha'ezrach bi Yisrael amarachmona. The Torah says ha'ezrach bi Yisrael dafka, only someone who maybe was born Jewish. Velo es ha'gerim, but maybe not gerim. Gerim should be excluded. K'mashmon, the pasuk ha'ezrach comes to the hay, comes to include gerim as well, that they're chayiv in sukkah.
So the limud of ha'ezrach is taken away completely. On
correct, exactly. Okay. Completely hilchasa, that's the reason why they're pater.
Okay. And ha'ezrach is just for
the gerim.
For gerim.
Exactly.
Gerim became Jewish.
Right, correct.
But what's the hafamina gerim or pater?
Since the pasuk is ha'ezrach bi Yisrael, maybe Yisrael means someone who was always Jewish, was born Jewish.
And whose ancestors sat on the Ananiya Kavah. Right. Therefore, you would think, okay, that's why we need the
sukkah. Right. Banav should start. Yaakov should start. Aha. Bene.
Tosafot brings a number of other libun we have similar to that idea, where we had Havamina to exclude Gerim. So Gemara says now, Yom Kippur Midav Yehuda Marav Nafka. So we had a Joshua when it came to Yom Kippur that the word hey comes to include women, that women are chayiv in Yom Kippur. But why do you need to include women? We have another Joshua that women and men are chayiv when it comes to all low sases, when it comes to all onshim, they're equal. So why do you need the pasuk? So Gemara says Lo Nitzcha El Tosefes Inoy. No, the hey Ha'ezrach includes women even in Tosefes Yom Kippur, the extra, which according to Rambam is the only derais of Tosefes. Rambam holds Tosefes Shabbos Yom Tov is only derabbanan. He actually doesn't even mention it for that matter. He only says what? Yeah. So Tosefes Yom Kippur, even according to the Rambam, is derais. So that's Ha'ezrach comes to include women for Tosefes Yom Kippur. Sakadat Ramina, you would have thought whole umit rachmanal Tosefes inoy mi onesh. Since Tosefes Yom Kippurim, if a person were to eat or violate any of the five inuyim during Tosefes Yom Kippurim, the 5 minutes before Yom Kippur, there is no onesh on it. So maybe you would think, lo nischai v'nashim klal, maybe women should be completely exempt from it as well, because it has certain limitations to it anyways. Again, there's no onesh to it, so maybe women should be exempt from it as well. Kamash milan, the word ha'ezrach, that women are still included in Tosefes inuy. But again, women are chayiv in Yom Kippur itself because of Rabbi Yehuda Merab, because Hishva Kosev, Ish V'Isha. They only chayiv in the Tosefes Inoy based on the pasuk HaEzrach. Amar Mar, the Mar continues and says, Kol Rabos Esak Katanim. The word Kol HaEzrach comes to include that that children are chayiv in sitting in the sukkah.
Are there many cases that he was not the Rosh Hashanah? Because it says HaEzrach and HaEzrach, and we have two different Roshot from that.
Right.
So there are many cases that I thought that, you know, if you have the same word,
it's Zera Shava. So Zera Shava is a bit complicated. The Ramban is Shorish. The Rambam, the introduction to Sefer Mitzvot, has a whole discussion about how to count Mitzvot. The Ramban here has many points he points out there. The Ramban says, comes to Zera Shava, there are a few types of Zera Shavas. You have to have some of it to be Masorah, though. You can't make your own Zera Shava up. It has to be a Masorah. Some Masorahs are that you had, you know, two words. Let's say the word Ezrach, that's a bad one. Tesvav is a Zera Shava. But he doesn't tell you which Tesvav. So you have to look in the Torah which Tesvav to make Gzer Shavas. Sometimes it tells you which exact Gzer Shavas to make, but you have to learn which halachas to learn out from it. But everybody agrees it has to be some element of a Masorah. Apparently there's no Masorah for Ezrach anywhere. So you can't just make it up on your own. Ein adam dan Gzer Shavah me'atzma, the Gemara says. So then the Gemara says again, Amar Mar. Mar says, Kol l'rabos es ha'ketanim. The word kol comes to include women, that ketanim are chayiv in sukkah. So the Hatan doesn't our Mishnah just tell the Mishnah said above Nashim Avadim Vektanim Pturim in a Sukkah. It's a stira. Our Mishnah says Ketanim are Pater. The Bryce later on told us a Ketanim are Chayiv in Sukkah. Says the Gemara. No, what's the difference? Lo Kasher Kan Beket Katan Shegila Chinuch Kan Bekatan Shelo Gila Chinuch. If a child reached the age of Chinuch, then he's Chayiv in Sukkah. That's when the Mishnah that the word Kol comes to include. So the Gemara says Katan shegiel chinuch mederabanan.
Right, that's right.
It's a mederabanan. It's not a deraisa. There happens to be a Rambam that sounds like it might be a deraisa. In Hilchas Chagiga, he seems to indicate it might be a deraisa. But Pashas says chinuch is only mederabanan. So why bring a drasha? The Gemara says you're right. It's mederabanan v'kras smach the ba'amahu. It's simply in a smach. That's not a real drasha. Katan shein etzarach l'imo. How much time do we have? We're doing good. We have 10 minutes. Okay, 9 minutes. Okay. Says the Gemara, katan shein etzarach l'imo. So a child who doesn't need his mother is chayv in a sukkah. The Mishnah said. When do you find a child that doesn't need his mother? Amri, how do you? What's a case? Give me like a clear definition. So Amri debay Rabbi Yanai, kol shenifnu aveino imo mekancha. Any child who goes to the bathroom doesn't need his mother to clean him. That's a child who doesn't need his mother. That's according to Tana de Rabbi Yanai. Rabbi Shimon Omer. There's a different gears on the side here. Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, I have on the side. It should say Omer. Kol sheni or mishnaso. Anybody who wakes up from his sleep. Veino kora ima, he doesn't call his mother.
What about
they wake up. Last time my child woke up in the middle of the night, he wanted his mother. He had a bad dream. He wants his mother, doesn't want his father. That's what they want. Show a little bit more love.
They want their father.
What, for you? Because you have a lot of love to you, a lot of ava.
That was a very interesting mechkar. The people who are sick, some call Oi ima imam and some call Oi abba abba. And why it is? Because they found out that when they were a small child, who was the person who came to confirm him in the night?
Uh-huh.
Mother or father?
Interesting. That, and when they're sick, when they're in time of need, that's who they were.
Call this that person. Mm-hmm.
So Gemara felt, I guess, they only called the mother in those times. Maybe times have changed now. So Gemara says, so how do you know where the child is? The second definition is a child who doesn't need his mother. If he wakes up in the middle, if he wakes up from his sleep and he doesn't call his mother. Gemara says, what do you mean? Gedolim nami karu. Even Gedolim, I call my mom. So everyone calls their mother. Right. This is Gemara's a good sense of humor, I always find it. The Gemara says, so Gemara, no, it didn't mean that. It meant ela kol shenir veino kara imo v'imo. Anybody who wakes up and doesn't call his mother, meaning from he wakes up in the middle of the night, and he doesn't call his mother. Not when he wakes up in the morning. When he wakes up in the middle of the night, a big child is able to take care of himself. It goes back to sleep. It's when a child wakes up with a nightmare and needs to go back to his mother. That's a child we're talking about. If he doesn't need his mother anymore when he wakes up in the middle of the night, that's when we call him young enough, old enough rather, to be b'chayv in sukkah. Ma'aseh v'yalda kolaso. We had the story at the end of the Mishnah where Shammai had built a little schach and a sukkah for his newborn grandson. Ma'aseh lister is a steer, because above, Shammai said that you're putter, right? Ketanim are putter, or the Mishnah said you're putter. And here we're saying he put a schach for his newborn baby. Gemara says, chasur mechsa, there's something missing in the Mishnah. V'hachi ketanim, the Mishnah should have said as follows. Shammai machmir, even though ketanim are putter, Shammai was machmir on ketanim. U'mai sanami, and there's happened to be a case with Shammai himself. V'yal the colossal shashammai azakin, his daughter-in-law had given birth. U'pasach as amaziva, he opened up the roof. U'vesichach almita b'shvila katan, and he placed a schach above for the katan. New Mishnah says, "Kol Shivas Hayom Ad Moshe."
So that it was not that katan, not was a newborn. There was this other katan with the mother. So there was other sibling.
Oh yeah, it wasn't for the one that was just born.
The one was born. It was the other one that was higher. Because of the teaching.
Because he's old enough.
Let's stop here.
Stop it and
yeah. Yeah. Okay, we can stop.
Harachanolad,
but doesn't tell it.
Right.
But Katan.
Uh-huh. Who is this Katan? This one or the other one?
Uh-huh.
The other one.
Okay, so we'll stop here for tomorrow. Tomorrow's a short daf. Oh, it's short daf. Okay.
Bye.
Ooh.
Whoa. Wake up call.
Yes, yeah. Chodesh Tov, everybody.